Her territory covers West Sonoma County, certainly hardest hit by the floodwaters. This is Supervisor Linda Hopkins. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm well. The sun is shining. How bad is it in West County?
It's pretty grim. I'm actually just about to go in to tour some of the areas that were flooded to get a firsthand look at what things look like. So I will know more in about an hour and a half. But, you know, I'm just hearing really devastating reports, especially on some of our small business owners in Monterio, Rio Nido, and Hacienda areas were very hard hit. What I hear is that Main Street Guerneville was largely spared from the flood, which is fantastic
news. That is great
news. We've got a lot of small businesses there. Yeah, but it came really close. And based on the National Weather Service report, this is the biggest flood since 1986.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable, that in itself. And no, we didn't. We knew it was going to be wet, but we didn't, I don't think, expect the kind of damage that has been done and how high that water was going to go. Crested just over 45 feet last night. And how are you getting around on that tour? By boat, helicopter, what?
This is going to be helicopter. You know, the county, along with the National Guard, is going to be going in and sort of looking at. We also have a number of serious slides, and so we wanted to get kind of eyes on those slides and some of these remote areas where we have some important roads that connect some of our rural communities. And the other thing is we really need to make sure that those slides are taken care of, and if there are roads that are sensitive before the next storm comes through, we need to get some stabilization measures in place, because unfortunately we are expecting another atmospheric river next week, and we don't know exactly where it's going to make landfall or how much moisture it will bring. But my concern is that it's going to stress our already stressed roads that are still reeling and haven't recovered from this last storm.
Even though the river crested last night, Supervisor Hopkins, it sounds like it was much quieter on the rescue and evacuation front.
Yeah, you know, that was really, really good news. I did hear that we didn't have kind of as many rescues as we had anticipated. No serious injuries, although I actually just got a text from a fire chief in Windsor, Chief Hine, that they had a serious rescue yesterday at 3 a.m. on Eastside Road, where a woman was up to her neck in water in a submerged vehicle. So
wow.
We have had some close calls, but the good news is that they've been close calls and that we actually got out okay. So.
How does it work in terms of lifting these mandatory evacuations?
So first we need to go in and make sure that everything's safe for people to go back to. You know, that makes sure that there are no downed power lines, and sort of work very closely with our utility companies to make sure that things are okay. And then once we have that in place, then we'll start letting folks in. And we will likely only let residents in at first. So no looky-loos. This is not the time to go and tour the disaster unless you're part of, you know, someone who's going in for property damage assessments, part of a government team. We really are going to be keeping this residents only at first.
And this is always a question when it floods in a major way on the Russian River. Supervisor Hopkins, are there any health concerns we should be worried about?
Yes, you know, it's always good to check in with your water supplier. So that would be Sweetwater Springs for a lot of the folks who are down in the lower river. With the last storm, we were under a boil water advisory, and I would imagine that that's the case again right now. But definitely check with Sweetwater Springs, and also just recognize that the things that are in that water, you know, wear gloves, wear boots, try to cover yourself up. You do want to minimize exposure because, you know, we heard that there was the sort of sewer crisis in Healdsburg.
Yeah.
We, you know, often have sort of overruns from the Russian River treatment plant as well. And so it's really important to make sure that you're trying to cover yourself from while you're mucking out your garages and basements and things.
And of course, the ever present question after flooding about the prevalence of septic systems alongside the Russian River and the questions about those too. That's just a problem that's not going to go away anytime soon.
Although, you know, I will say I've been working very closely with the regional board, and we are making headway. We've got a citizens advisory group that's working on this issue, trying to see if there are solutions to really improve the state of septic systems in the lower Russian River. So it's definitely on the radar. We've been pushing hard, but it's going to be a slow process. And actually we just talked about it. There was supposed to be the TMDL, the total maximum daily load in the Russian River, which will impact those septic systems, was going to be coming to the regional board in April. And I just talked to Matt St. John, the director over there, about possibly pushing it back, given that people right now are in flood recovery mode. And so it's kind of hard for them to tune into, oh gosh, new legislation coming down the pipeline that I need to engage in. So we're probably looking at August for that instead of April.
And yesterday you mentioned to us procuring some assistance when it comes to cleanup efforts alongside the Russian River. How is that progressing?
I am definitely going to be working on mobilizing volunteers, and I have put out some feelers to fire agencies to see if they would be willing to bring in water trucks to help us hose down some of the roads and driveways and garages and things. So still working on coordinating those efforts, and we will definitely be undertaking a major debris removal effort with dumpsters and hazardous waste disposal sites and those kinds of things to help out. And we're still crossing our fingers and hoping that the governor adds us to his emergency proclamation that he made a couple days ago regarding the Valentine's Day floods. If we are able to get a disaster proclamation, that would open us up to other resources that we could use to help provide to our residents.
Yeah, because I know that you are quite aware of the fact that whatever the county reserve was prior to the fires of 2017, it is no longer there. And here we are with another emergency declaration. No easy task for the budget.
No, we were having really, really hard conversations about the budget already based on the fires, based on the needs, quite frankly, to provide our employees with some cost of living adjustments to make us competitive with other counties. And now here we are looking at possibly $25 million of costs from this atmospheric river. And the unfortunate thing is that this atmospheric river really just centered around Sonoma County. It's actually easier when it hits a lot of counties because then you have kind of more leverage to get that state disaster declaration and to get funds. But for whatever reason, this atmospheric river just came in and sat over us. And so we have by far the most severe impacts from this storm.
We seem to be the chosen ones, if you can look at it that way, from Mother Nature, that's for sure. Well, Supervisor Hopkins, looking forward to talking to you after you take that tour of West County to get the at least initial reports on the damages that we're going to have to continue to deal with. Thanks for being here this morning.
Of course, I look forward to touching base and enjoy the sunshine while it's here.
Indeed we will. That is Supervisor Linda Hopkins, just about to take a tour of the West County and get a real bird's eye view of the damages so far before the cleanup begins in earnest.